This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management says it'll conduct more thorough assessments of the climate impacts of proposed drilling projects on public land. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
The reviews will detail potential harm to the environment and nearby communities and give the public, tribes, and state agencies a chance to weigh in on oil and gas projects that need federal permits to operate on public land. The assessments will also include a new national analysis and the agency's first ever accounting of greenhouse gas emissions' social cost, a calculation of the total economic cost of the damages in the industry releasing climate warming gases. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Early voter turnout in El Paso County for Tuesday's election is just barely in the double digits. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
As of midweek, early voter turnout was at about 14%. El Paso County election officials say that is low. County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Brorman told the Colorado Springs Gazette this could be due to the questions on the ballot this year being more complicated than usual, like some sales tax measures to fund local parks. Brorman expects turnout to roughly double by Election Day, but still be shy of 30%. That would be lower than the last two off-year election cycles. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Nice weather around Denver and Colorado Springs today, but much colder temperatures for the Front Range tomorrow, with maybe even a little rain and snow by Sunday and Monday night. You're listening to CPR.